Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Guest coming all the way to us from Tamaki Makaurau. This next guest was one of my first guests when I started the Breakfast Show last year. They released their album last year, as well as their incredible track, Fantasy. They have a real penchant for the 80s. Please give it up for Dave Thompson from Brother Sister. We're here to talk about the band's new track, Oasis. Good morning to you, Dave. How are we?
Good morning. Very well. Excited.
That's the story. How's Auckland going? Because I keep hearing some really sad things about Auckland.
Oh, sorry, you broke out. You cut out for a second. I missed the first
one. Oh, true. I asked, how's Auckland doing? Because it seems like it's coming up in the news every day, and it's like the job market in there is pretty av. It feels like people aren't having the best time in Auckland.
Yeah, I think it is kind of a challenging time. It's been a really interesting year, and I think a lot of people are being affected by that. I guess we just got to keep on keeping on, you know, focus on what brings us joy.
Yeah. And that for you in recent memory has been collecting VHS tapes.
It has, yeah.
What VHS tapes have you collected so far?
Oh, don't get me started. But I can say off the wall, Total Recall was a big recent favorite of mine, which was a big inspiration for the new music video that we just created. But Cocoon, Total Recall, Dark City, a lot of 80s sci-fi, that's kind of my niche, and 90s as well. Arrival, I watched yesterday with Charlie Sheen, a terrible 90s alien movie in which the aliens turn their legs backwards and jump up in the air like grasshoppers. It was fantastic.
Whoa. I've the only Arrival film I know with aliens is, of course, the 2016 one, which is really existential and weird. But the other, oh my god, this looks so good.
Arrival. Yeah, you need to take a step back. Yeah. It's next level.
Do you have Escape from New York or Escape from LA on VHS?
Oh, I do not have that one. But what do I have? Blade Runner. A lot of similar ones in that vein, but yet to find that. Oh, actually, right next to me here is, the watchers, the listeners can't hear this, but this is my recent find, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. It's a good one.
Nice. You seem like you're a real big fan of 80s and sci-fi films. Have you seen any good ones lately?
Yes, that's a very good question. I rewatched Dark City recently, and that is one of my favorite late 90s sci-fi films. It's amazing.
It's gone.
And Total Recall, which I recently watched as well, as reference for what we've been up to.
True. It's got a pretty nuts cast there. You've got Jennifer Connelly, Kiefer Sutherland, William Hurt. That's a real good cast for Dark City.
Yeah. It's a really interesting and dark film. I don't know if you've ever seen, I think, is it City of the Lost Children? It's kind of got like a really sort of similar kind of dark, slightly steampunk kind of version of the future. It's really special. It's worth a watch.
It's fascinating because it seems like, you know, the 80s were this really exciting time of newness in a lot of ways, good and bad. And I think the 90s is like kind of wrestling with the bad shit that happened in the 80s, like all the, you know, all the political changes, like with Reagan and Thatcher and all that.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot more serious, I think, a lot of the 90s stuff. But I think that's what makes a lot of the 90s films funnier, because they were trying to be serious. Comes out really good in a science fictional way. It's good.
Yeah, trying to be serious with like really bad CGI as well. Like if you watch the old Spawn film, it's so bad. It's so good.
Fantastic film though. Love it. But a lot of love in my heart for that film.
It's a great film. Now, last time we talked last year, you told me that you made an LED hula hoop that didn't make a cut for the video for your song Fantasy. Have you found a use for that hula hoop yet?
Well, yeah, I think that's a... You know what, I found the hula hoop the other day and I pulled the LEDs off it, and I was actually thinking about mounting it in my VHS collector's unit just to light up the VHS tapes. So, I mean, that's what's happened to the hula hoop recently.
It was found a use. That's the important thing. Now, how does it feel, you know, we're just talking about the 80s and 90s. How does it feel to be firmly in the 80s while everyone else is certainly chasing the 90s?
Yeah. I mean, I love it. Like, I mean, I just really find the aesthetic of a lot of the creative stuff that came out around that time really beautiful. And I guess I just have a strong place in my heart for what all of that stuff looked like and sounded like back in the day. So it's hard for me to let go of it, I guess.
Yeah. And you're improving upon the form as well with this new video where you're the director and editor. Now, you've been in film and you've been making music videos for quite a few years now. How long would it take you to direct and edit a video like the one for Oasis?
Well, Oasis is probably, because it's my own project, probably ended up spending a lot more time on it, developing the ideas and building the props and planning out everything shot by shot. This one was probably, you know, I started planning it probably 4 months ago, but it's probably been almost a month's work, I think, full time, kind of just cracking into it.
True, a month's worth of full time work.
Yeah, wow. If I spread out all of the time and planning and everything that went into it, you know.
Wow.
It's been a lot of steps involved.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can see why. You mentioned the props, and this thing has a lot of really awesome props. You've got an OG Commodore 64. You've also kind of built these headsets which have Nintendo Super Entertainment System controllers on the side of them. Where do you find that old technology?
I was actually trying to find like an original 80s like Sega Master System put out like a VR system, which you could wear on your head for a terrible version of I think it was Sega Mega Drive, and they were just too hard to find in New Zealand, so I thought the next best thing would be to sort of take some old gaming devices and build our own. So that was really just a combination of parts, and I had an old Nintendo lying around, and just sort of start putting things together with Velcro and seeing what works. I can pull it apart and play the game still, which was my ultimate goal.
Nice. But the Commodore 64, I mean, that's a pretty rare piece of tech, no?
Yeah. I put a big a call out to, there's like a computer game collectors club up here in Auckland, and sort of reached out to them, and somebody who has, I think he has like maybe 50 retro computers in the back of his house, he put his hand up and said he would be happy to lend us a computer, which was great.
That's nuts. Now, the song is it's a pretty cheeky, cheesy love song / synth pomp banger. Partially set in a video game. Now, it's replete with these really classic, like Van Halen-like synths, really crisp drums, and you even got Tom Bailey from the Thompson Twins to help with the production. How did you wrangle him?
He came through at the start of this year, and I reached out to him with our music, because I've always been a big fan. I've got like several of his albums on vinyl in my lounge. And I just, I showed him our stuff and I said, what do you think? Like, you know, I see you passing through, you know, would you be interested in having listened to our stuff and having a chat? And he agreed to meet up for coffee. So we got together in Auckland for coffee, and he had a few listens to the song and gave us some feedback on the structure. And it was awesome to chat to such an incredible 80s songwriter. It was amazing.
I mean, do you reckon you'll tap his shoulder for more feedback in the future as well?
I would love to. Yeah. He seems to be pretty friendly, and he's continuing to chat to us about the songs and stuff. And he's actually back in New Zealand later on this year, so he's keen to catch up again, which would be great.
Cool. Now, again, once more, in the video of Oasis, there's that video game VR console, and you said that you hope the song and the video takes people on a journey back to their first childhood game console. What was your first console growing up?
Well, ours was definitely the Sega Master System 2. Garrett's bought us one of those for Christmas one year. It was a fantastic time with Alex the Kid and Miracle World installed it.
Whoa.
It was a great game.
Did they also give you Sonic?
Sonic, I think, came out and we got that game. It wasn't built into the machine, but we were a big fan of Sonic as well. It's good.
That's a really nuts looking console. I'm just having a look at it now. It's really weird. Whoa. It's so cool. It's so sick.
Yeah.
It's kind of got like Nintendo 64 energy, but maybe a bit older.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when they were competing with everything Nintendo and all of their stuff was black. You know, it's good.
That's awesome.
It's a nice polar opposite.
Do you know what happened to that console? Did it just walk away?
I think that our parents literally sold it a couple of years ago, much to our dismay.
Oh, no.
Had we realized, we would have collected it.
Oh.
But
it is what it is. It happens.
It is what it is. Yeah.
With your album coming out last year, the titular album, Brother Sister album. I assume you don't have another project coming this year, but do you have any more material to drop in 2025?
Yeah, well, we've got another single that's coming out just before we head away to our Japan tour this year. We're releasing a single called Tokyo that we wrote, and we started writing the song when we were in Japan a couple of years ago doing a tour, and so we thought it'd be really fun to release that just before we head over again. And we've got a guest vocalist from a Tokyo singer on there doing some stuff. And it's a little bit different, also kind of computer gamey. And it's going to be a fun release.
That sounds like a lot of fun, man. Have you got a lot of things in mind that you want to do for Japan round two that you didn't get to do in the first round?
Oh, that's a good... I think Nintendo Land is hot on the list for the siblings, the rest of the band.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'll be... We're going to be in Osaka. We didn't make it to Osaka for a show last time, so this time we're going there specifically so that we can hopefully get to Nintendo Land.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, we just had... For us, it's just the journey, you know? It's the 7-Eleven. It's the rice ball. It's the retro shops. It's the vinyl. It's just all of those little things, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
The sake as well.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
The expensive whiskey that I accidentally purchased last time I was there.
Oh, yes, I hear incredibly good things about Japanese whiskey. I had some at a Melbourne whiskey bar earlier this year. It was delicious. It was insane.
Right.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's good stuff.
It's unbelievably good stuff. I mean, in moderation, obviously. But thank you. Thank you for coming on the show this morning, Dave. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners?
Final words. I think if you have time, have a look at our new music video. It's a fun time. I hope it takes you on a journey.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, you know, stay young. Keep watching old movies.
It certainly took me on a journey. It reminded me a little bit of Tim and Eric Awesome Show, if you're familiar with that.
Exactly, yeah. We're big fans of Tim and Eric. You've got to get those headset microphones out. It's good.
Yeah, man. All right, take care, Dave. It was really nice meeting with you. See ya.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. All right, folks, that was Dave Thompson from the band Brother Sister. We're talking to Dave about the band's new track, Oasis, which is out wherever you find your music. We're going to play it for you right now, and we'll have some clowning around at 10. You're listening to The One. Here's Brother Sister.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.